The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever,
she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight, he ain't doing it. Just kind of wrapping up our corn educational segment. Justin wanted to just kind of top off your point there, Joshy, about talking about how corn has added to the humidity here in the state of Wisconsin. To Josh's point about how much moisture an acre of corn releases, there are 3.14 million acres of cornfields in Wisconsin.
Wow.
explains a lot.
Well, Iowa's got to have, Wisconsin's a lot bigger than Iowa, right?
Yeah.
But Iowa is just all corn.
All right. It is Joshy's birthday. And Joshy, I would say you are the gambling guy on the show, right?
I like to dabble.
From time to time.
Well, maybe every weekend.
ESPN.com has put out some player prop bets. So they kind of went through every division in the NFL and put down some ones that they like the value they think have, you know, high potential of happening. To answer Damien's question right off the top, do you have an over-under on Keyshawn Nixon kickoff return touchdowns? I do not. I don't know where we would even find that. And I feel like it would be because kickoff return touchdowns have been such a rarity in the NFL, and nobody really knows what to expect with the new kickoff rules, despite watching it in the preseason. I feel that's just like a yes or no proposition, right? I don't think they're putting over-under 1.5. You know, it's just, does he return one this season?
Yeah, there might have been in Devin Hester's era, that might have been a thing that existed. I don't think we currently have those.
Yes. So I'm going to throw some of these out here, Chew, and see what you think. And the first one is pretty wild to me because the odds aren't that big. Odds that the Super Bowl champion comes from the NFC North, it's 2-1. If you bet this, you would, I would think it would be longer, even though, again, the Packers and the Lions are considered two of the better teams in the NFC. 2-1 to win the Super Bowl? I would expect odds for that.
Hold on. The Packers should have beat the 49ers, right?
Yep.
And Detroit should have beat the 49ers.
Correct.
So it totally makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, but they're still
young
the AFC.
Teams. Kansas City ain't doing it again, I'll tell you that right now. They don't have the fire. They will be unseeded this year. I don't think the AFC is as powerful as you guys tend to think. I think it's losing some steam.
I think it's top heavy.
All right. Bills have a small shot. Miami small. Jets small. Ravens choke, Cincinnati. Maybe I'm wrong.
You start looking at the teams and the quarterbacks and go, oh.
No, but there's a lot of tier two teams that we talked about yesterday. Yeah. But I consider Buffalo a tier two, Miami, New York, probably not the Ravens. Like Cincinnati, would you put them tier two or tier one?
They're two to me.
To me, they're two. I don't understand all the love that Cincinnati gets because they've got a lot of questions. The only reason everybody puts them up there is because Joe Burrow and the Bengals are the only team that have actually beaten the Kansas City Chiefs.
Where would you put Cleveland? Now, if Deshaun plays like he did when he was in Houston,
if he plays like that, they're probably a tier one team.
Tier one,
but I don't. Okay. I mean, it's been like 5 years since we've seen that Deshaun Watson.
Okay,
they're like a tier 2.5 team. Yeah,
they're an extremely good roster that can't figure out the quarterback.
Yeah. All right. Houston tier two, Jacksonville tier two, Chiefs tier one. Would you put the Chargers tier two?
I have no idea what to make of the Chargers because they lost. Yes, they've got a better head coach, and I think they're going to be going in the right direction, Chew. But they lost their entire receiving core. They had to lose some defenders. Yes, they still have Bosa, but they're taking like this half step back. If they ended up being a wild card team, that would not shock me, but I don't think they're going to be pushing the Chiefs in that division this year.
So Kansas City's the only tier one Super Bowl contender.
Yes.
Okay, then go to the NFC. Dallas, tier two.
Yeah.
Philly.
I believe in Philly.
I'd say tier one.
Yep.
I would say Detroit tier one.
Agree.
I would say Green Bay is in the middle.
Yeah, like one, tier, tier one, one and a half.
Two. They're a one and a half. Atlanta tier two. Where do you put the Rams? Tier two. And then San Fran tier one. So the NFC is a little bit better, I think, than the
AFC.
Yeah,
they don't have quite the depth, right? Like somebody could sneak in and be the 6-7 seed. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess, well, somebody has to be the 6-7. Whereas in the AFC, there are a lot of those Tier 2 teams.
Yeah. I still think it's fair, Gabe.
2-1?
Yeah, I do.
Let's hit some of these Packer ones. Jordan Love to record 4,500-plus passing yards. 6-1. How do you feel about that?
I mean, based upon what he did last year and his first 9 games were meh. That's a lot of yards, though. I might take the over.
He, by the way, finished with 4,159 a year ago. So he would have to add, you know, right around 300, a little less than 350 yards.
Yeah, but then you got Josh Jacobs. So,
yep.
I mean, theoretically, you're like, they're going to run the ball more, but what, maybe 5% more?
Yeah, I mean, you also think about last year, all those games that Aaron Jones missed. And they weren't running the ball effectively, so who knows? It depends upon if Josh Jacobs, by the way, Josh Jacobs to record 1,250-plus rushing yards, plus 360. That's more likely, according to this prop. Do you like that prop?
What was the yards again?
1,250, which would be probably top five
under.
In the league.
I'm going to say under, just because the uncertainty of the offensive line.
I think I like that number more than Jordan Love's.
That's a good...
I don't think they spend that money unless they plan to, like, pound the rock to a degree. Like, you don't switch out without an intention to use that guy, especially on the type of contract they signed him on. There's basically no long-term commitment. Get every bit of him you can out of him.
I hate the value on this one. Christian Watson, 1,000-plus receiving yards. It's only plus 225.
Yeah, it seems low.
It seems if I'm putting money down, I would want better odds than that. Do I think Christian Watson, and we've said this many times on this show, Christian Watson has the most potential of any of the Green Bay Packers receivers. I don't know if he lives up to it. I don't know if he can get to 1,000 yards. I don't know if he stays healthy enough games to get to 1,000 yards.
Well, the one positive is we've heard nothing of the hamstring.
That's true.
We've heard nothing where in years past, I mean, he was missing days left and right. I would still take the under on that. He's got to show me.
That's one of those bets where I don't want to miss it. Like, I don't want to be not bought in when it happens, because when it does happen, it'll be extremely fun.
And, sure, but...
And he'll be streaking across, but...
Plus 225 makes you not want to bet it, though.
Right. It makes me feel like... Either they are underrating the injury history, or we're like not paying enough attention to the guy right there on the team we follow. Like it's one of the only two options there.
So we'll hit these two, and then Chewy's got power rankings. So the Bears have famously never had a 4,000-yard passer or a 30-plus touchdown thrower, right? They've never had that. Caleb Williams to record 4,000-plus passing yards is plus 325. Again, which means if you put down $100, you would win 325 in the bet. And then he's 6-1, which means, you know, that's like plus 600 to record 30-plus touchdown passes. Do either one of those things happen? Does Caleb Williams, as a rookie, do something that no other Bears quarterback has done in the 100-plus years in the history of that franchise?
I would say yes. I've kind of joined his camp. I mean, he looks pretty good. Is he going to make mistakes? Is he going to have a CJ Stroud type of year? I don't think it'll be that good, but I think it's going to be a huge upgrade to what they've had there in the past. But they're still just in the rearview mirror. Nothing more than that. Just eyeballing. Not too concerned, but I think he's the real deal.
I'm a no, even though I believe that he's probably pretty good.
Yeah, 30-plus touchdown passes is still a lot of touchdown passes. Yeah. Only two guys had more than, you know, Jordan Love was one of two guys who went over 30 a year ago. In a typical NFL year with these rules, I think it's like 6 to 7 that go over 30.
Yeah, but that's only like, Gabe, that's only like, it's not even two touchdowns a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lot of talent. He's got three pretty good receivers, a good tight end.
You have to add in the fact he's going to use his legs more than really any Bears quarterback has that we can ever remember.
How was their O-line? Better?
Better.
Worse? Better than the Packers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's better than the Packers.
No, they don't have the top-end talent. Yeah.
They're not Detroit.
No.
Detroit's O-line's pretty good.
Yeah, Detroit, if I'm power ranking the offensive lines in the division, Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota.
Okay. I still think he does it. What did Stroud have last year?
He had 23 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Okay. All right. But Chicago's got better weapons than he had in Houston last year.
Yeah, probably. A little more depth.
Yeah.
A little more depth.
Depth of talent. They've got two pretty damn good wide receivers there.
But let's not forget, they have, I think it's the 29th easiest schedule in the league.
Yeah.
Which has got to count for something.
Definitely counts for something.
Yeah.
Especially early in the season. They are not going to be challenged that much early in the season. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday. Chewy has that coming up next. But if you're looking for a better used car interest rate at Ewald, they make it easy to save thousands during the used car rate reduction event. Get rates as low as 4.9% on Ewald Automotive Group's best used cars. 4.9% on over 600 vehicles at 10 locations. Increase your purchase power with better used car from the same name Milwaukee has trusted for over 60 years. Ewald makes it easy, so race to your local Ewald for this deal, because it ends soon. Ends in just a couple of days on August 31st. So go to ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ryan and McGonigal weighing in. Hey, if you find something that sucks for 25 years, you hold on to that.
Yeah, that is a very good point.
Because usually the sucking only happens before you get married, and then the sucking just stops.
We're going to get fired.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Do we think they're going to have NFL power rankings next week heading into the season?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not.
Either way, we're just a week or two away from Chewy going through the top 10 of ESPN.com's power rankings, saying he doesn't agree, but we still roll with it anyway. But until then, we have a different power rankings for you today.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, the guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay. I got a good one this week. Pretty lush. I really don't know a lot of them, but I'm sure you guys who live near downtown should be able to knock out a few. Now, this is done by Yelp. Don't yell at me, okay?
Okay.
Don't yell at me. I'm just giving you the list that's in front of me.
All right.
Do you guys use Yelp? Do you like Yelp? I thought this list was pretty good. Are you all right?
I'll use Yelp if I'm traveling just to try to, you know, look at reviews. I'm typically not going to use Yelp, obviously, like in Milwaukee. I just go by what I know or friend recommendations.
Josh?
I will use it to cross-reference. If I'm thinking about going place, I will take a peek at it. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it's a piece of the equation.
Okay, today's list, with the season opener just a little over a week away, I want to know the top 10 best places to watch a Packer game. Okay? Fair enough?
That's fair.
Fair enough. All right. Fire them off.
I got to imagine Goolsby's is on the list.
Major Goolsby is not on the list.
Are you calling
now, don't
it
start
invalid,
bashing.
Invalid
don't start
list.
Bashing.
Just saying it was, you know, top 10 sports bar in the country, but I digress. Stenny's
is not on the list. Now, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I threw two heaters down the pipe and you swing and miss. Just try to make contact, Gabe. Gabe, choke up a little bit and just try to make a little bit of contact.
Well, I mean, I tried to bunt for a base hit there. Those are like the two most obvious ones. I am...
Josh, maybe you should help him out.
Confused as to where to go.
What about...
Let him step out of the box, okay? Catch his breath.
What about Mecca?
Okay. I like Mecca.
Mecca Sports Bar and Grill is number 9 on the list.
The home of the official 1,000-foot TV.
Yeah.
Biggest TV you've ever seen in your life.
It's a huge screen.
Okay. That's got to be a good place to watch the game then.
Did they have Left's Lucky Town on the list?
Oh, Left's would be a good one.
Left's Lucky Town is not on the list.
We got ourselves a pickle with this list here. You did mention one name, which is a gimme, and maybe I can help Gabe regroup here. This one I think is a fair one, Jackson's Blue Ribbon Pub.
Okay.
Jackson's Blue Ribbon Pub is number 8 on the list. Now, just don't think of youngsters like yourself. There's a place on the list where, you know, older people like to congregate.
What, are you talking about Champs? You talking about your place?
Champs, not on the list.
Place that older people like to congregate.
When I think old people, I think Victor's.
Victor's Cocktail Lounge and Restaurant is number 10.
We're done. This list is over. This
I told you. I warned you before. Okay?
I live right by Victor's.
I know you do. I know
Victor's. Do they even have TVs in Victor's? I don't know if I've seen a television.
I know it's dark.
I know they got mirrors.
I know it's very dark. I know they got mirrors. All right, so you've got Jackson's Blue Ribbon Pub, the Mecca, and you got Victor's.
All right.
You're missing some options. Now, one you should be able to nail.
Points East.
Not on the list.
Who's on third?
Who's on third is number 3 on the list.
Okay.
I believe Gabe and I have watched a game there.
Yeah, we have. We have definitely watched a game together there. Whew.
You're missing an obvious one. Come on.
Jack's American Pub.
Jack's American Pub is not on the list.
I have no idea on the obvious one. I've
listed all the obvious ones. Yeah.
We've done things there. You've probably even done shows from there, Gabe.
Dave and Buster's?
Nope.
That leads me to think of, like, could this place be more known for baseball than it typically would be football? Because I'm thinking of that range of bars up
like
on...
Oh, like Magoo's?
Not on the list.
Dugout 54.
Not on the list.
Kelly's Bleachers?
Kelly's Bleachers is number 4 on the list. So you're missing 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 7. God, I wish we could open it, because you guys, people would probably rattle these off.
Why don't you just rattle them off and we can tell you if other people will.
So we've got a couple on the text line. John said the VFW.
VFW should be on the list, but it is not.
The Brat House.
Not on the list.
That's from Chef Ed. Pottawatomie.
Not on the list.
Which probably needs to be updated now that they have a whole damn sports book.
Yeah, right?
That right, might be 1-1 on my list, even though
I'm going to give you number 7. Friends on the Forest Home.
Never heard of it.
Can't say I've been there.
Okay. You want 6?
Yeah.
Blackbird Bar.
Where's that?
That seems a little trendy for...
I love third. Hipster. A lot of hipsters hang out there. It is in Bayview. Joshy, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying... Yeah. I know what it was, and I said that's a little trendy for... I mean, maybe it has a great Packers, but I don't typically think of it as a place to go for a Packers game.
All right, 5. Stingers.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
3?
I am three? Really curious to know what two three. And I'm really curious what two and one are.
Number two? We all have one. Any guesses? Gabe, this is shit. This is the quote. Serves food, but you are welcome to bring your own, and they usually draw a crowd for wrestling and Packer games.
What is it?
The Drunk Uncle.
That one is fair. That one I can see being a place you watch a Packers yeah. game.
Okay, and number one, the best destination to watch Packers, Bucks, and Brewers and Badgers. The destination.
Can't say I've heard of it.
Wait, so give me the destination was the name of the name place? Of
yes, yes.
I thought I was waiting for the big reveal. I thought you were saying the destination no, is. No, okay. No.
So, what'd you think of the list?
I think we could probably put together a better list of ones that weren't on there.
Here's the thing. I have a list here that you probably should have used. It's from On Milwaukee.
Okay.
I saw that. I saw that, but...
The Backyard, The Beer Garden, Club Charlie's, Good City Brewing, Left's Lucky Town, Maddie's Sports Bar and Grill, The Mecca, Nomad, Red Lion, Sport Club, Stenny's, Stubby's, Third Space, Trex Tavern.
R.I.P. to Stubby's.
A lot of places. Who's on third? Places that we like mentioned.
Yeah. But even the Journal Sentinel. All right, I'll go off of their list. Cactus Club. You ever hear of it?
Yep.
Yep.
Camp Bar.
Yep. I've watched games there.
Camp is interesting, but yeah, I could see people going there.
Dale Z's.
I don't know Dale Z's.
Jack's American Pub looks cool.
Yeah, that's on Brady Street. So that's one that I had mentioned on Brady. Like, I was trying to think of, like, the areas where all the bars are. And on Brady, Jack's is, like, the one spot where you would actually go to watch a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with Nomad. Yeah. TV's everywhere. You can but outside patio.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, especially, like, with some of the other, because the Nomad is, you know, they've mm-hmm. expanded out. They've got one, I mean, it's closer to Cathedral Square. Mm-hmm. So...
I'm trying to think my favorite place to watch. You know what's a great place to watch?
You go to Champs all the time, don't you?
Nah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
I go to the Dousman House in Dousman. Great place. Great pizza. Great TVs.
Okay, well, answer me this. What are you, when you are talking about going to a bar for a Packers game, like, what are the things that are on your checklist? Like, what do you want to check off? Like, it has to have... X amount of TVs, it has to have this type of food, this type of drinks. Like, what are you looking for in your Packers game day bar experience?
It has to have great food, which they do at the Dousman House. Number two, I don't want little shooters of whatever wine it is. It's got to be a bottle. It doesn't have to be expensive, but if you have like a $10, $12 Chardonnay, I'm there. TVs are huge.
Okay.
Huge. And... I'm not saying this because I've been there enough. People know. I'm saying annoying people from the standpoint where they don't know football, and they scream and yell for a 3-yard gain.
All right. So it seems like the most important thing for you is the people.
I need people with football knowledge.
I mean, that's just not gonna.
This place is pretty good. But you understand what I mean?
The best place you can find that is your living room.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Chew. Like, we make fun of you a lot for some of the dumb things you say.
Yes.
The one thing I will always tell people is you are a football savant. Like, you know the most about football of anyone I know. Like, people were impressed when Tony Romo was doing the, here's what play I think they're going to run. I have sat next to you during a Craig Karmazin Super Bowl party where you do the exact same thing.
Like, yeah, but you do it to you.
Yeah, I understand. But the issue is, like, if you're looking for somebody that is going to be knowledgeable about the game of football, I am a football dip bleep compared to you.
Yeah.
And I think I know a decent amount. So you finding a place where people aren't going to be, like, your knowledge of football is so far and above everybody else's, finding a smart football crowd is going to be tough for you.
There's a simple, pullable question.
Okay.
If you are decked out in Packer gear,
mm-hmm.
hat, Jordan Love jersey, some kind of Packer pants. And I'm asking you guys this question.
Packers pants.
How many, hold on, how many players?
I got shorts.
Hold on. How many players on the team should you know? Because I have the blammer who says he's the hugest Badger fan and the hugest Packer fan, and I say, name three players. Lynn Dickey, Eddie Lee Ivory, and Ed West. If you are decked out, if you are decked out in gear, you should know at least 15 players on the team.
15?
Yes.
It seems like a lot. Especially
put it on the poll.
Well, especially in Badger. I mean, in the day of NIL
not the Badgers, Gabe.
Portal, that's tough.
Gabe, I'm just saying Packers.
Okay.
I'm saying Packers. If you're decked out in the gear, you better know at least 15 players.
Okay. All right.
Is that fair?
So that's interesting. I want to hear from people on the Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. You can call in as well, 800-990-3776. If you're decked out, head to toe in Packers gear on game day, how many Packers should you be able to name? Chewy says it's 15. More or less, we hear from you coming up next. But I do want to tell you that the Thanalysis show is getting updated each and every week. And you want to check it out. It's presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanalysis at Adetokunbo hangs out with special guests for fun, even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love. Always good to go back and listen to that. With the season coming up, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul or any one of TA's unique guests. Find Thanalysis show on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to Thanalysis show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. Thanalysis show presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit
gotten?
A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy asked the question. How many Packers should you be able to name if you are dressed head to toe in Packers gear on game day? He said the number is 15. And we'll get to that in just a moment because we've got a lot of reaction on the talk and text line, Chew. But if Anders Carlson was one of those 15 that you could name, well, you're going to have to come up with a different name. Because Anders Carlson has been released.
Wow. Okay.
Tom Pelissero, the first one with that from NFL Network.
Was that the right decision?
I guess. I don't know what... Whoever you get can't be worse, I guess. It can't be worse than what they have.
It
can be the same. It can be the same level as bad, but I don't know if it can be worse.
If he's gone, we're not presuming that Greg Joseph is the
option. I am not presuming that, yeah. Greg Joseph is the kicker,
right, so
in Brazil. It's a possibility, obviously, because,
yes,
he's still there.
Of course. That's surprising.
I agree with Jason. I think they're going to be eyeballing stuff. It might be another trade for one of those guys. I mean, I understand why they picked Joseph, because he has been good, right?
Ish?
What do you mean by that?
Middle of the pack kicker.
Yeah, in his career, he's,
yes,
had...
Was it the 32-yarder that did him in? If he
didn't
made
help.
If he made the 32-yarder, you think he would have been the kicker? I do. I think that was just...
Man, that's brutal. If that's... I mean, I think that's obviously the tipping point, but I don't know if you let someone go just because of one missed 32-yarder.
I think it's just the inconsistency. And I remember saying it earlier in camp. It's just when Joseph lines up, I'm like, all right, I feel a little better. When Carlson's like, I'm like, my mind automatically goes to something bad happens, and you can't have a kicker like that if, you know, the fact that in LaFleur was kind of mad that it got out there, but when your head coach is saying, what do you think when Carlson goes up for a kick praying? I mean, how much time you got left?
I mean, it's a good pop, though, right?
Yeah, solid.
Like,
pop.
I understand that LaFleur, why he would be upset about that.
Yeah.
But when that came across and that was reported last year during the Fox game, I chuckled.
Yeah, so did I.
Because that's the same thing I do as a fan.
To say, it was representing how we all felt.
Yeah.
It's the most accurate thing I heard about
A great moment of honesty.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's interesting.
So, I mean, keep it locked on here, 94.5 ESPN, as more of those releases are made. By the way, Samurai Toure has also been released. That was expected.
Yeah.
As well as, I believe, Caleb Jones. Yes, offensive tackle Caleb Jones also released.
Who won the number three tight end battle?
I mean, I think it's...
Isn't it Sims?
I think it's Sims.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. I think it'll be Sims.
This is going to be an interesting day.
Yeah, as we get down to, again, 3 p.m. today, the Packers have to be down to 53 on the current roster. After that, you can start filling up your practice squad after, you know, waiver claims and all that sort of stuff. So that's what this week is going to be like for the Green Bay Packers. As for your comment, it seems that most people agree with you that 15. Although Ian says could care less about how many players you can name. I just love seeing the gear. More green and gold, the better.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch a game with them.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. One person says, Greg's saying, I think 5 is a good number. My wife always wears gear on game days, probably knows that amount. Most people saying, yeah, they can do 15 without batting an eye. Even saying, hey, maybe you should be able to name all 11 starters on both sides.
That's a lot.
Yeah, when it comes to like some of the offensive line, like if you know Jordan Morgan, great.
I think 15 is a good number.
We here come from a very privileged position where we talk about sports all the time, so we have incredible knowledge. Like, in terms of, we just know more about the ins and outs than the average person who has a job that isn't talking about sports. I don't particularly care if people talk to me about sports. What I don't like is obnoxious people in any realm. So it's much less that you're a Packers fan. It's that when you're watching a game, you're screaming. Because if it was... like, people do the same things for games that have no interest. Like
I don't have a problem with joiners, but just let us know you're a joiner. Like, the Blammer thinks he's the greatest Packer fan in the world, and he knows nobody.
But if that's what he believes, what does it hurt, I guess?
Well, then I got every right in the world to just blast him.
Yeah, like if you're one of those people saying, I'm the greatest fan of all time, and you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think that's different.
He's also the Blammer, though, so we're talking about the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah, he still thinks he grows great corn.
This is true. That's what makes him the Blammer. The delusions make him the Blammer.
I know. It's part of the entrance exam.
Like, I know there's certain people who are going to talk to me about the Packers that know as much as we do. Because we pay attention to guys who are on practice squad, all that stuff. I also know I got a bunch of friends who are Packers fans that can name like 8 people. They know the wide receivers and the quarterback, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, I think you're a joiner, which is fine if you want to be a joiner. I'm more talking about the people that like ducked out and I know everything from...
Well, but some people just like to be a part of, you know, they like to fit in the crowd, you know? They want to have the hoodie, the hat, whatever, and be part of the crowd and just be part of a bigger community and can't necessarily name 15.
No, that's fine. I'm more along... I'm in line with Joshy. Just don't annoy me.
Yeah, I think most of those people won't. Some of them will. Is your business looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for 165 years, the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment with your business in mind. Fifth Third is big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, but also empowered to make local decisions and work from a foundation of strong community connections. Commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months?
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
The big news today at least early. Packers have to be down to 53 players on the roster by 3 p.m. Central Time today, and Anders Carlson is gone. And there are a number of reporters I see out there tweeting, Chew, that are wondering the same thing you were, that if the 32-yarder kind of cost him. And apparently the consensus is probably after he missed that 32-yarder, it seemed that he knew that he was no longer going to be a member of the Green Bay Packers.
Someone will put him on a practice squad somewhere.
Oh, I don't think his career is over.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got a big leg. He's got somebody will give him another opportunity, whether that's on a practice squad. Maybe that's the Packers who just throw him on the practice squad.
Yeah,
I'd like a handwritten apology from Rich Bisaccia.
And for him to be fired.
Because that was his pick. He failed. All because his
I love how
worked.
You bend over backwards to defend Goody at all costs. Goody still made the decision.
Rich Bisaccia's pick, Jason told us.
But Goody still made the decision,
the guy's
right?
been brought in, paid all that money.
The decision maker made a decision, right?
You trust your guys.
Okay.
Gabe, it's his birthday. Be nice.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I
Say
want
Say you're
to.
Sorry.
Do I have to write? Like Rich,
you
does, it
too
have to
now.
Be, does it have to be a written apology?
I would like one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wilding and Tausch, they're coming up next.